This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I keep learning those bed terms, right? I came home from the road. My wife had bought this like duvet and a sham and the ruffle. And our bed looked like a gigantic poodle. But she liked it. I didn't want to complain. It looked nice. I thought I'll just lay on it, right? You think, no, you can't lay on it. I mean, what do you mean you can't lay on? It's a pillow, right? No, it's a pillow you can't lay on. It's called a sham. Well, at least they were honest. I can't believe they called her that and she still bought it.
Thursday, August 28th, 2025, which is better, saying 2025 or 2025?
2025.
It's the wake up call, Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. I know what you're thinking. I just heard you guys at 6 p.m. on this radio station. You're back? Yeah, we're back.
We live here.
We live here. We are part owners of this radio station.
I'm screaming.
At this point. Kevin's the most senior member of the staff. He I don't know about senior, but
he's
like,
the most on-air member of the staff. Mm-hmm.
He's got the most real estate on 106. If we were playing Monopoly, we'd all lose to Kevin eventually.
I'll tell you what's making me lose to Kevin.
Oh.
Kevin refused to help me this morning. And I don't appreciate it. It doesn't feel good.
Doesn't even sound like him.
I thought we were sisters, and he said, I want you to starve.
Why would you say
why
that?
Would
tell
you
them
say
what
that?
She wanted. She wanted me to air fry her some shumai this morning.
What is shumai?
It's a Asian dumpling, pork dumpling.
Okay.
But yes, a bitch is still tired.
Right.
I can't even think about food right now.
So this was before 5 a.m.?
Before, yeah.
And she wanted a dumpling air fried.
Right. Like, who I get the dumpling
you were
in
here,
the morning. Yes.
You were here. Kevin. Yeah. Kevin's mm-hmm. the first one every morning that shows up. Okay. So our steps, though, when we come in the morning, mm-hmm. open the door,
yeah.
make sure the temperature isn't too hot, fire up the air fryer.
No, it's not. We don't fire up the air fryer until about like 6:37.
And Katie says today that's too late.
Yeah. My stomach was grumbling driving.
Mine was grumbling too, but guess what? We control our bodies. We tell them, hey, it's not breakfast yet. I'm not hungry, so I'm not
so
partaking.
So I guess screw me.
No.
Who cares about Katie? Let her die.
You can fry your own dumplings.
I tried, and I couldn't figure out how to turn on the air fryer.
Oh. Katie, the air fryer's ours. It's
no,
the
literally.
Wake Up Call Memorial Air Fryer.
If you've brought to you by Official Pest Prevention.
If you don't know what we're talking about, we have a listener named Jordan who's amazing, who actually gave us an air fryer, a big like 5-quart air fryer.
Because Kevin and I kept trying to heat up pizza rolls in the toaster.
Which they would tip over on its side.
Right. And then it just started to smoke.
Turns out it smokes. So we have a big air fryer, and then we weren't getting enough credit for providing this company with a big air fryer. So we stuck Wake Up Call stickers all over it. Still not enough. Other people tried to take it.
No, they can use it.
They can use
it. They tried to take credit for it. We started getting KSFM 102.5 magnets on it. And we said,
outrageous.
How dare you?
Right. So now we're doing a whole verbal brand of it where it's the Wake Up Call Memorial Air Fryer.
Brought to you by
Official Pest Prevention, which everybody in this building has to say when they use it.
Yeah.
Oh, just air fry it. Air fry it in what? Right. So back to the matter at hand, you can't not know how to use it. You've got to be well-versed.
Just push the button.
Okay.
So maybe what, Kevin, you should do is teach her how to use the Wake Up Call Memorial Air Fryer brought to you by Official Pest Prevention.
She knows how to use it. She's air fried pizza rolls for us.
Is that true?
You
pizza
guys,
bagels.
No, you guys did it.
No,
I observed.
You did it once.
No, I did. I don't think I did. Oh, maybe I did, but did I?
She's too hungry. She's losing her memory.
I'm delirious.
She's fading.
I didn't do it by myself. You were with me.
Oh, I forgot.
I got to tell you something. You want to know what happened to me?
Oh, boy.
I was trying to turn that bitch on.
And
it wouldn't turn on because it was unplugged.
Oh.
Katie.
But you troubleshot it.
I did.
And that's great.
Yeah, but I was frustrated.
Let me ask you this, Kevin. What if she was driving into work, you're already here, and she says, Kevin, have first aid ready because I'm bleeding to death.
Right. Oh, should I just tell my body to control the blood?
No, that I will have it ready. I will be out the door before you even send the text.
Okay,
you claim to be an Eagle Scout, but you won't feed your community? Wow.
Eagle, that's not one of our mottos.
In this particular case, the first aid kit is shumai.
Yeah.
No, this is different. Right. I'm helping her.
You're helping her.
By not getting her shumai in the morning.
Oh, wow. Now it sounds like.
What would your boyfriend feel if he knew how many calories are in the shumai, huh?
Oh, he wouldn't care about the calories.
Oh.
He would say, why do you keep eating Asian foods in the morning?
Well, it's because we've got our very own Asian chef.
Right.
What can I say? Asian persuasion.
So are we providing the shumai? Is that our shumai?
I'm providing it.
So that is the Kevin Memorial shumai?
Yeah.
No, it's the Wake Up Call shumai.
Actually, that one's probably brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Yes, it is. You're right.
Okay. Are you providing any food for the Wake Up Call Memorial Air Fryer brought to you by Official Pest Prevention?
I am going to.
Okay.
She's been saying that since we got
it. Well, I just haven't gone to Costco. I need to go to Costco.
You should go to Costco every week.
Okay.
Now, I did see, last time I was at Costco, dumplings with pepperoni pizza inside of it. I'm not sure that that's authentic, but I could probably get some of those if you guys want some of those.
I mean, listen, whatever you want to contribute to the Wake Up Call Memorial Air Fryer brought to you by Official Pest Prevention.
Okay, and then we can add the Gavin Memorial Pepperoni Dumplings brought to you by Roseville Hyundai to the Kevin Memorial Shumai brought to you by Sky River Casino. All used in the Wake Up Call Memorial Air Fryer brought to you by Official Pest Prevention. See, it rolls right off the tongue, guys. It's all about branding.
We are open to additional sponsors.
Sure.
So please text in now, 916-909-1065. If you have a business that wants to sponsor
a snack.
Oh, that'll be delish.
Yeah, but just bring it in.
It doesn't have to be Asian, by the way.
No, it doesn't.
Okay,
I know. It does seem like we're being very exclusive.
We had chicken tenders before.
Chicken tenders are fine.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I prefer Asian foods, but
we can't keep eating Asian food.
Wow, racist.
Stop Asian hate, Cameron. So Katie's right. We're at 3010 Lava Ridge Court. Just drop off some air frying snacks and we'll slap your business
on
the verbal brand of it every time we eat it.
Somebody did say, Katie, tell Kevin to control his body when he has to run to the bathroom.
Oh, ho, ho.
Everyone woke up to fight today.
I want to bring something up for you guys. We've never looked into this, but we should.
Okay.
Breaking a world record.
Okay.
Now, Katie knows somebody who did break a world record just to have it robbed from her, like, I think 24 hours later.
That's correct.
Yeah. And it was how many times they rode a Ferris wheel?
How long she was raising money and trying to break a world record for the Pediatric Heart Center at UC Davis. And it was consecutively riding a Ferris wheel for the longest period of time.
And she did. She had the record. And then the very next day, I think, wasn't it another morning radio show?
It was another morning show in Canada who knew that she was going to do it and purposely did it the next day. All three of them. And it was on one of those Ferris wheels that have the round, like, bucket.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were able to, like, lie down in it and stuff.
Outrageous.
So,
are we interested in breaking a record?
Well, I need to know what kind of record we're talking about.
Because, I'm glad you asked.
Okay, because I'm not somebody that has, like, a lot of stick-to-itiveness.
I found a list of Guinness Book World Records that have not been broken.
Okay.
And these seem very doable. Things such as the most high fives in 30 seconds.
We can do that. How many is that?
I have the answer to that. We would have to look it up. But these are ones, though, that are very breakable.
Okay.
Okay. How about fastest time to make a burrito?
I could do that really quick.
Okay. Okay.
Most kisses in 30 seconds by two people.
Kevin, Gavin.
Okay.
I'm not doing that one.
Most anchovies eaten in 1 minute.
Ew.
I mean, I could probably do that.
Okay.
How many? Can you do like 100, though?
I don't know. But look that up. Look how many anchovies have been eaten in 1 minute.
Okay. I like that these aren't records that require like
endurance.
Yeah, like me a too. Lot of time. I don't want to do that.
Like you have 30 seconds in the title of a Guinness Book World Record.
I'm
listening. Yeah, I'm listening. Fastest time to arrange a set of Scrabble tiles in alphabetical order. Come on. I know the alphabet.
Right.
You know, and all that's just some practice. Fastest time to push an orange 100 meters with your nose. I'm saying we could do these.
We could do these.
And then what if we...
Could we feel proud about them, though?
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
What if we knock off a bunch of these, and then we get the Guinness Book World Record for the most Guinness Book World Records? That's going to put this show on the map.
That is true.
That show that beat your friend is from Canada.
Yeah.
And we you still know about them.
That's
right.
True.
We could be international, guys.
Whoa.
Did you get an anchovy?
Yeah. You have to eat about 200 grams.
That doesn't feel like that much.
No, that's a lot because the last person that tried it only got up to 96 grams.
And then they threw up?
It said it was too much salt. It was very salty, and then they had
so we're not, okay, we won't
Then they went into some kind of shock?
Yeah.
All right, obviously I'm not going to do that one.
You know what? I think probably we won't be allowed to consume things.
Okay, that's fine. How about most movie theaters visited in a month? I'll do that one.
You go for it.
Give me the month off and I'll travel and go see movies every day. That sounds like it'd be a... We'd get it sponsored.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, brought to you by American Furniture Galleries. Wouldn't that be great? Most fortune cookies eaten in 1 minute, Kevin.
I could do that.
Think of all the fortune that you would get from
I don't care. I usually don't care about the fortune. Oh, it's all about the cookie for me.
Oh, okay.
So, like, are we interested in this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Longest duration balancing a spoon on your nose.
I can't do
that. I can do that. I can balance a spoon on my nose. Yeah. Mm. And what if, like, I do it and it's just a matter of being still? Now, if it's hours, we go back to Katie's point.
Endurance is not for
us. We're tired people.
Right. Maybe we need to start thinking of things that are in our wheelhouse, okay? Things we're already good at and doing now. Like, what if I could break the world record for the most hair twirling? For those people that don't know, I'm a hair twirler.
Yeah.
Always have been, always will be. So...
How about longest time a non-sick person stayed in a bed? How about the most hours logged watching Real Housewives?
You would win that. I feel like
that would make me so happy if I had to say, "Get out of here, kids! Mama's breaking records."
This is important history making. Right, as a feat.
Right,
and you have to ask your boyfriend to come in and feed you. Because you can't leave the room.
I can't?
You'll be losing minutes.
That's valuable time.
Valuable time.
This is incredible.
Maybe even bring you a bucket. I don't know, for bathroom stuff.
Well, I think they do let you go to the bathroom when you do endurance challenges.
Okay.
They give you a certain amount of minutes per hour.
Okay.
To, like, use the facilities.
Okay.
And they don't dock you for it.
Well, that's not bad. Oh. I mean, Katie's right. Maybe instead of these, what we should do is try to create our own Guinness Book World Records.
Yeah, yeah. Let's make it come to us.
Yeah.
Not us go to it.
Okay.
I mean, as of right now, I'm pretty confident that I can say that I have done the most hours on a morning radio show as a human being named Gavin.
Oh.
I bet you're right.
Get Guinness on the phone.
Right.
Period.
And who's going to beat me? Gavin DeGraw? Because he's got the time?
No.
Nice try, DeGraw.
Always coming for you.
Our rivalry continues. Now, I will say Gavin Newsom did start a podcast soon.
Oh boy.
Doesn't count.
Doesn't count. Also, you still have more hours logged.
That's true. You hear that, new scum?
Come on.
You coming for me? So listen, I think we should all look into this.
Okay, what's Kevin's going to be?
Probably
most time spent being clinically depressed.
Oh my God, no, okay, I don't want my name for that.
Sorry.
Is there something we could do with maybe Lorcana? Maybe there's not a Lorcana.
No, I would do something extracurricular. I'm really good at that.
What does that mean?
Like, you know, what Snoop Dogg does, I could probably beat his record.
Oh, please don't do that, Kevin. You're going to die.
I could beat his record. It's so easy.
Your brain will not come back.
If you're wondering what he's talking about starring in Skechers shoe ads.
No!
All right, we're going to look into this, we're going to do some research, okay, and we'll get back to you.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently.
with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
If you ever took somebody to Costco for the first time, call right now, 916-909-1065, and tell us how it went. 909-1065. Okay, so we're bringing this up because recently I brought my mother to Costco for the first time. And if you're new to the show or you don't know Rosemary, she's a fancy lady. And I don't want to say that she had a poor opinion of big box stores, but she might have. She mostly shops at Whole Foods and Nugget.
In fact, she's kind of a boutique girl.
Oh yeah, big boutique girly. So I wasn't sure how this was going to go, but we needed to go because she and I were orchestrating something for church, and we just needed a lot of ice cream, you know. So Costco is the place to go. I could see the wheels turning in her head, where she was really starting to come around. Like at first, when we walked in, I kind of got the vibes that she was just kind of like nose in the air about it. Cause you walk past TVs and you walk past watches and stuff. And I'll bet she was like, this is not a grocery store.
A bunch of pool noodles.
Yo, the pool noodles and Disney decorations turned Rosemary off. But then we started getting a little further back and you start going to the fresh produce room, which is kept at 42 degrees. And it's like, Mom, I can see you're coming around on this.
Oh, get her in that cheese section.
By the time we were done, she was talking to my stepdad, Rod. Look, you love Dots pretzels. Look how many you get. Look at that price. And she was starting to point it out. And then I pointed out to her, this is going exactly how it went with my six-year-old Zoe. And my six-year-old Zoe is basically a six-year-old mom because they are very much the same person. And Zoe also didn't like Costco the first time I took her there. Now she insists on going, gets mad if I go without her. She rides at the front of the cart in the basket like she's Leonardo DiCaprio on Titanic, pointing.
Like she's the mermaid on the front of the ship.
Yes, exactly. And she's going, sample, if she spies it. So, I mean, our first experience went great. Have you ever had an experience where you took somebody for the first time?
I just had one.
Who
and
did you
actually,
bring?
You can see it if you text Costco to 909-1065. 916-909-1065. I brought my boyfriend, D'Lo.
Who's a lot like my mom, actually.
In many ways.
Yes.
Yeah, also a boutique girly.
Boutique girly.
Loves the Nugget. I don't like to brag, but I am an executive member.
Who isn't an executive member?
Not you, bitch!
Bitch, my mom is. It's fine.
Okay, you can't go without her because you don't even have your own car.
Kevin's a legacy member.
Okay, yeah. And so we went there on a Saturday morning, which everybody says don't do. As soon as we pull into the parking lot, he's like, I want to go home. I go, it's okay. If you can get through the parking lot, it's going to be fine. We get in, and you know how Costco is like loud at the front?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
There's all the TVs and
it's
the sound.
It's overstimulating.
Systems. It is. And he's like, I mean, eyes wide, looking around like, what have you done to me?
You said we were here for LaCroix. What is this?
I pointed out the Disney stuff. I said, you didn't even know you needed this or you wanted this. And he goes, I don't. Then we found ourselves in the meat section.
Uh-huh.
And that's where things started really turning around, because he's a big grill daddy. And you could see him just sort of leaning over, looking at the prices. You start watching the wheels turn in his head.
Yeah.
And then he packs the girls' lunches in the morning. So all the stuff that they eat, he starts looking at that and going like, this is so much less expensive than the grocery store. By the end of it, he wanted to buy a gun safe. We don't even have any guns. He's like, should we get a new TV? I'm like, we have three TVs.
We're getting text messages into 916-909-1065 about people taking somebody to Costco for the first time. And a couple of them showed up about bringing people who are visiting internationally to Costco. And they're like, it's amazing to them. Like, the selection. Somebody said they brought somebody who lives in Mexico, and they couldn't believe just how many toothpicks you got.
Yeah, there's different different Costcos have different things.
Yeah, that is true.
And it's amazing.
So, like, in Elk Grove, Kevin's Costco has more, like,
Asian stuff. Yep.
And, like, somebody said they brought their friend from New Zealand. I can't remember if you just said that. 916-909-1065. Text word Costco. I heard somebody say once, and this is the truest thing I've ever heard, you don't decide what you need from Costco. It tells you.
You know what? That is 100% right.
It's 100% true.
Yeah.
I'll go into it knowing, like, I need some Nutella. Okay? But I will leave with bath mats.
Oh, yeah.
I will leave with new Tupperware.
A pair of sweatpants.
Listen, the clothes are great.
And a book about the adventures of Winnie the Pooh. 916-909-1065.
1065, the end. It's the wake-up call.
So people are using AI a lot now. I mean, I'll be totally honest. This isn't even Gavin. I'm AI.
That's exciting.
And one of the fastest growing areas that people are now using AI is for their vacations, specifically planning their vacations.
That's exciting.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you like to use AI for a lot of different things.
Yeah, everything.
But
29% of millennials, 33% of Gen Z are now using it for their vacation planning. And I use AI to craft text messages, to craft emails, it really is a tool that is helpful. I do it to come up with ideas for birthday presents for people. And it's just, I don't know. It's
okay, but how does it work
for vacation planning?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can open up, like, for instance, ChatGPT.
Okay.
And you can say where you're going, when you're going, who you're going with, and say, what should I do when I'm there?
Okay.
And it spits out a ton of ideas.
Okay.
Okay, we should test this out. Okay. So who's going on the next vacation? You are going on the next vacation.
D'Lo and I are going to New York in December.
Okay. Your boyfriend, D'Lo, are going to New York City in December. Okay, so I'm going to type in, are you going with your kids?
No.
Okay, so what should a couple do in New York City? And here comes your vacation plan.
Instantly. This is exciting.
All right, first one on this list, do a private photo tour.
Okay, that's fun.
Stroll iconic spots with a professional photographer guiding you. It's part sightseeing, part photo shoot, and it comes with keepsakes. I can see you two doing this.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that seems like something that you guys would do.
That seems like something Kevin would do for Instagram.
I can see Kevin doing it too, but I can see Kevin doing it alone.
Well, that's so true.
All right, here's another one. We're talking about how AI can plan your vacations. Museum adventures. Lose yourself in world-class art at MoMA and the Guggenheim and the Museum of Sex. Uh-oh, Kevin.
I don't know if I'm into that.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to a museum?
Of sex?
The Museum of Sex is not going to be sexy. Right. I can assure you.
It's
going to
be cringe.
No. Yeah.
All right. What about MoMA? You take in some modern art. D'Lo, your boyfriend D'Lo likes
he
art?
He would like that a lot.
MoMA.
Okay,
nice.
So there you
I
go.
I would go to be with him and he'd like it, but I would do a lot of just like standing back while he like read about paintings.
All right, we are two for two with AI planning your vacation, okay? Next one, BYOB paint night. Oh.
Like a, bring your own stuff to paint.
Okay, so I have to find wine and then bring it to a paint and sip, yeah. like my aunt's bunco team does.
Yeah, I'm sure Manhattan has a Michaels, but okay, you know what? Forget about
okay,
that.
Okay, forget about
one.
That. Right, one. Forget about okay, that. Okay, okay.
Here's another one. Another activity for you guys to do.
Okay.
One date vacation in New York City. Cooking classes.
No. This sounds dumb.
I mean, it might be kind of fun. Get a playful learning to mold clay or cook a new dish.
Okay, wait. Mold clay?
Maybe that.
So we have to create our own art and then pack it up and bring it back to Sacramento?
I guess you'd have to do that, yeah.
Fly it back across the country.
Yeah, or ship it. Well, that'd be expensive. Okay, all right, forget about that one, too. How about just a sunset stroll across the Brooklyn Bridge?
Feels like I
don't need AI to tell me walk.
Okay.
Kayaking the Hudson.
The Hudson?
In December.
The dirty ass Hudson where Sully could fly a plane onto me?
I could just see Katie screaming, help! The Staten Island Ferry's getting too close! It's too close!
It's just me pushing it up against it with an oar.
Okay,
can we pick... Not only is all this stupid...
I gotta say...
Do you picture D'Lo doing any of these things?
At first I did. They're actually getting worse and worse.
Oh, God, what's the next one?
Mini golf with a twist.
What's the twist?
It's at a swingers club.
No.
Okay.
AI is crazy.
Okay, here's what I didn't hear. Times Square. The tree at Rockefeller Center. Ice skating at Rockefeller Center. Broadway shows.
All right. So
restaurants.
Okay.
Statue of Liberty. 9/11 memorial.
Maybe AI didn't do the best job on this one.
It didn't do a job. It's trolling us.
106.5 PM. It's the wake up call.
All right, Cardi B yesterday took the stand in a civil lawsuit. How about that, huh? She apparently this incident took place in 2018. What the actual lawsuit's about, not important for this, really. But it took place in 2018, and it was when she was 4 months pregnant, and it was outside of her doctor's office. Her security guard was involved, and, like, I don't know if the security guard is the one suing her or really what's going on. It sounds like the former security guard is the one suing her.
I wish that was information we had. Kevin, can you look that up?
Yeah.
It's when I read the story, it was kind of I have it right here. So Cardi B testified in a civil trial against her former security guard. So the security guard is the one suing her,
okay,
saying she exchanged heated words after being filmed at a Beverly Hills doctor's office while 4 months pregnant in 2018. It's unclear if like was the security guard filming her or did the security guard not stop somebody
I
filming her?
That's the case.
She denied any physical attack, stating she only called out the guard verbally and never saw the alleged footage. I guess, I don't know, she hit the security guard? I'm not sure. But the point of this is that Cardi B on the stand still is Cardi B. And I don't know what it is about her, but whenever she says anything, I'm laughing.
I keep telling her to back up, but she's not backing up. And we arguing, cursing at each other. I did call her the B word. I did call her a b-. Get out of my face. I did say b-. Get out of my face. You're in my face. You're screaming in my face. We were literally screaming at each other. And she kept telling me, like, you're going to leave my building. I'm like, I'm not leaving. Like, how you harassing me? I'm not leaving. And you telling me, how you telling me to leave? I came to see a doctor.
Okay, so this is where she starts off, like, I think trying to, like, tell the story in a way that people can understand. And she just starts going more and more off the rails a little bit.
You following me. You're recording me. I'm just trying to check my... You're recording
Wait,
me.
Oh, no. Oh, because it's a gynecology appointment.
Yeah.
If so the beep was a reference to her
part.
Lady part.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're arguing. That's when the receptionist came out. She started walling out, like, this hit me, this hit me. And I'm like, I did not hit her. I'm looking at her like, girl, I can't even hit you if I want to. I'm you're bigger than me and you're pregnant. And she just started walling out like, this hit me, this hit me.
Okay. If you're the stenographer for the courtroom, what do you do with this? Like, I don't know how a stenography machine works. It seems like they have like 8 buttons.
It's like there's a shorthand to it.
Yeah.
And everything's in a code.
But like, if you're just like, can you read that back? You're like, no. I can't.
I wonder if the bleeps go into the, so, okay. I wish we had the details of this story. So someone was filming her at her prenatal gynecology appointment.
I think so. Yeah.
And then did that person put hands on her or did she put hands on somebody else because they were filming her?
I think the security guard is saying that she put hands on her. Saying that, like, you're not doing your job? I don't know. I'm not quite sure. Like, again, like, everything with Cardi B, kind of hard to follow this story. I know the security guard is suing her.
One thing that really bothers me about this court hearing and the questions she's being asked, first of all, be you, baby girl. Don't get up on the stand and do some sort of dog and pony show where you pretend to be something else.
Right.
Clearly, her attorney was not coaching her,
no.
Which I respect. Okay. Also, way to throw off the jury.
I mean, you're throwing everybody off.
I mean, unless you speak Cardi B, she's kind of winning because I don't know what she's saying. But one of the questions when I watched this video, and I just watched a small snippet, so I don't know. I thought you knew the details, so I didn't really look into it.
I mean, I'm reading exactly what I have.
One of the things that the opposing counsel kept pushing her on was, what did your hair look like that day?
Boy, why is that important?
Agreed. And also, it seems like kind of a microaggression because Black women change their hair often. So I feel like they're trying to trip her up racially by going like, well, what did your hair look like that day? And then if she says the wrong thing, it's like, see, she can't be trusted.
Just because of the hair thing.
Well, it's planting a seed of doubt that she's saying that she's telling the truth.
I mean, if you're a prosecutor, I guess you got to do whatever you can because what are you supposed to do with her testimony?
Well, that's true.
After a while, you just got to be, you got to look at the jury and look at the judge and be like, is she answering my question?
I object.
I think I object. I'm not sure if she's answering my question.
Cardi, do you object? Do you want to object? mistrial?
But we just love that she is being Cardi B.
Of course.
Cardi, you keep being you.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
That's right. We've got some great news. The states were ranked, all 50 of them, as far as which states are the most fun, and coming in at number one, California,
hey!
Baby.
Yay!
We did it.
We were always doing it.
We were always doing it. Like, literally, is there any shock at all?
Of course not. We have Disneyland. Mm-hmm. We have Hollywood.
Yep.
We have the beach. We have, like, Southern California beach. But then we also have, like, Bodega Bay, Rocky, Starfish. What are those things that, like, look like they're going to grab you?
Coral.
No.
Amume.
It's close.
Anemones.
And then.
National parks.
Yes.
National parks.
Skiing.
Yes.
Yosemite. Ice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I mean, the list literally goes on and on about what makes us the most fun state. Mm-hmm. You want to leave? Go ahead.
How about just the gays?
Oh, I mean, there's no arguing that the gays are fun.
Yes. And the states that are the most accepting of the gays, I'm sorry to tell you, we're all having a better time than the rest of
you. That's right. I mean, our nightlife, performing arts venues, music festivals.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got it all here in California. And, I mean, it's not even close. Who do you think came in next?
New York City.
Nevada.
Kevin, they came in third.
Oh.
Nevada?
Which is crazy, but only because of Las Vegas. And here's my thing. I feel like one city can't pull all the weight.
That's one city for a very particular demographic.
Yep.
Like, that isn't for families with young kids. I mean, I guess you could bring your kids, but why would you do that? It's not for the elderly.
No.
There's kind of one reason to go, and that's to party.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I don't think Nevada should be at number three. Number four, Illinois. Again, same as Nevada. One city can't be enough to pull everything.
Because you're saying it's Chicago.
Chicago.
Oh.
Number five, New York. New York should be number three.
New York should be number two.
Well.
Wait, what's number two?
Yeah.
Florida.
And because of Disney World.
Not just Disney World. They've got, like, amazing beaches.
They have amazing beaches. Miami's got incredible nightlife.
And Tampa's a great city, too.
Yeah.
Now, listen, is it a big, dumb, humid state? Yeah.
Well, it is. I mean, is it full of a lot of stupid people? Yes.
Yes.
Have we suggested, and not in a... I don't know how to say this, dictatorship kind of way.
Right.
But do we want to kind of fence it off and close the gates and lock it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's because some crazy stuff happens there.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean it's not fun.
Sure. No, there's some movies about prisons where, like, listen, Orange is the New Black, they looked like they were having fun. And that was a prison, you know?
Is that in Florida?
No, but, no. I mean, Florida's like a prison.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I have to agree that Florida should probably be number two, but we do think New York should be number three, at least. Because it's not just
at
New York City.
At least.
New York's got a lot to offer. I mean...
Oh, New York State is gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Okay. Now let's talk about the bottom of the list.
Okay.
And I feel bad about this. We're talking about the most fun states.
So now this is going to be the least.
Now we're talking about the least fun states.
Okay.
Should we guess? Sure. Okay. I've got the bottom five.
Okay. Ohio. Okay.
Ohio's not in the bottom five.
Oh.
I do think also, though, what is there to do in Ohio? Right.
I don't have the whole ranking, so I don't know where they came. I just have the bottom five.
Maybe like an Oklahoma?
No.
New Hampshire. Is shocking.
No, but you're kind of close.
Okay, so the tip, Maine.
No.
No, Maine seems at least, at the very least,
like... I do like
their
lobsters.
I do like my lobsters.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, where Kevin got close, the second least fun state is Rhode Island, which again, they've got beaches.
I do think Rhode Island is picturesque.
It's not their fault.
But you know what? Picturesque isn't fun.
No, but it's not their fault. They're so itty bitty.
Nah. I mean, you're right.
What are you going to do?
It's not our job.
Number three, the least fun state, Delaware. Also itty bitty. But let's just, and then above that, it's what you would think. Arkansas, Mississippi. Yeah.
Yeah.
The least fun state in all 50 states, West Virginia. Now, here's what I'm going to say about West Virginia. Is it run down? Yes. Is the entire thing covered in rust, and then that rust is covered in vines because it has grown over it? Yeah.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Is it uneducated? Yes.
Very.
Is it racist? Absolutely.
Yes. However.
Oh.
It is also the number one state for meth. Now,
and how are people on meth not having fun?
I am not advocating for meth.
No.
But. They don't look like they're not having fun.
That's true.
So how can it be number one?
They do seem to have an easy breezy approach to life.
Right.
They're not stressing about bills.
No stress.
They're not even stressing about their living conditions.
They don't even care about their own teeth.
No. So like imagine having such a lighthearted way of living.
Right. So okay. Listen, I'm just saying, is it possible West Virginia got a raw deal in it? I am saying that. I don't know what the least fun state is, but I'm just saying if your state is number one in meth,
at the very least, you're having a hee-hee and a ha-ha.
At some point.
And then you are having an early death.
Right.
Yeah,
no, that's true.
So let's make that clear. And you know what? That is not fun.
No, it is not.
Yeah.
1065 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She practices for this all night long. It's time for Are You Smarter Than Katie? Me?
No. If I have my toggle switched another direction, I have to like turn it up super loud to hear it. And then if I toggle it the other direction, this is why I can't hear anybody anymore.
I'm shocked that you didn't scream out in pain.
Well, I'm a professional.
That's true. Jackpot is $80, but win or lose, Andre, are you there? Andre? Hello?
Yes, we're here.
There he is. Okay. Win or lose, you got tickets to see Gigi Perez in Oakland. She will be there at the Fox Theater on October 20th. Tickets still available.
Andre, I need to tell you, you're rubbing Kevin the wrong way.
Wow. What's wrong with
already
Andre?
Already. He doesn't. Kevin wanted him to be more jovial.
Oh, man.
And Kevin didn't like that you weren't like, woo. It's unfair and you don't deserve it. I'm out.
Andre, you be you, baby boo. Okay. Katie's leaving the studio. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Let's see how you do versus her. Here we go. Question one. The CDC currently has no one leading it, apparently. The White House has fired director Susan Moranez just a month after her confirmation because she won't go along with the president's agenda. She says RFK Jr. is weaponizing public health and is throwing out science for political ideologies. What does CDC stand for?
Center for Control and Diseases.
Question two. Remember when all of us were so excited that Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson were dating and in love? Well, it turns out it was a goof. They were pretending and doing it for publicity for their film, The Naked Gun. Who's older, Liam Neeson or Pamela Anderson?
Liam Neeson.
Question three. Washington, D.C. is still under military occupation at the request of President Trump, and a guy named Sean Duffy, Am I saying that name right? I'm not sure about that. He became a hilarious symbol of resistance to that when he threw a Subway sandwich at law enforcement. Well, the Justice Department was not able to get a federal indictment for him yesterday. Which of the following is not a Subway sandwich? The Monster, the Alpha, or the Outlaw?
The Alpha.
Question four, Denzel Washington said in a recent interview that he doesn't watch movies anymore. Not just his, anyone's. He also has no idea how many movies he's done, and he doesn't care if he ever gets another award. How many many Oscars does Denzel Washington have?
7.
Question 5. The Taylor Swift Travis Kelce engagement photo broke Instagram's record for being reposted over 1 million times, and they did it in only 6 hours. However, 72% of Americans say that they do not even care about this at all. If they asked 200 people that question, how many people equal 72%?
144.
All righty. Oh. Kevin, go get Katie. And Andre, where are we off to today?
Just driving the kids to school.
And how many kids?
We got our 2 kids going to high school and middle school.
2 kids going to high school.
And Olivia.
And Olivia.
Wait, what are their names?
Eleanor and Olivia.
Eleanor and Olivia. I love those names so much. That fits into my criteria.
Yeah.
You have to, your name has to either be able to be, you have to be baby and then your name, and then grandma and grandpa or your name. And both have to make sense. Like, it's going to be hard to be like Grandpa Josh.
Yeah.
Grandpa
Johnny.
Braden.
Yeah. Grandpa Caden.
Grandpa Johnny was my grandpa.
Wow, Kevin.
You don't even know your grandfather's first name.
Hey.
So stay out of this.
Wow.
All right, Andre is now on hold. Here we go, Katie. You ready? Question 1. The White House has fired the director of the CDC just a month after her confirmation because she won't go along with the president's agenda. Those aren't my words. She says RFK Jr. is weaponizing public health and he's throwing out science for political ideologies.
Oh, you know what's funny? I don't think he is. I think it's just all based off of his own Google searches and, like, I don't know, witchcraft.
Yeah.
I actually don't think it's for politicization at all.
It's the brain worm.
Yeah.
Doing most of it. What does CDC stand for?
Center for Disease Control.
Yes, that is it, Andre. I didn't give you the point.
What did he say?
He said the Center for Control of Diseases.
He just flipped the 2 letters.
I know,
but
it's
still not right.
It's literally CDC, so all right. Question 2. Remember when we were all excited that Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson were dating?
I don't know that I said I was excited.
I was excited about it.
It seemed fun. His partner died in a tragic accident.
He deserves
it. And she had to be married to Tommy Lee.
Right.
So.
Well, the whole thing was a goof. They were just doing it for publicity for the Naked Gun.
That's fun.
Who's older, Liam Neeson or Pamela Anderson?
Oh, it's got to be Liam Neeson.
Yeah, by 20 years.
Yeah.
Almost
20 years. Really? 20 years?
Yeah. All she's right. Only in her 50s.
Yeah, she's like in her early 50s.
Was
yeah.
she in Isn't Baywatch?
She was in Baywatch, yes. Yeah. Question 3. So Washington, D.C. still under military occupation at the request of President Trump, and the guy who became a symbol of the resistance when he threw a Subway sandwich at law enforcement is not going to get charged with a felony. The Justice Department could not secure a federal indictment against him. Which of the following is not a Subway sandwich?
Okay.
The Monster.
Okay.
The Alpha or the Outlaw?
The Alpha.
Yeah.
There's no way.
How ironic that there's one called the Outlaw and he threw it. What if he threw the Outlaw sandwich?
Oh, that would be poetic.
Question 4. Denzel Washington said he doesn't watch movies anymore.
Oh my God. Me and Denzel.
Not even, he doesn't watch anybody's movies. He also says, I have no idea how many movies I've done and I don't care if I ever win another award.
Okay. You know what though? Once you know how the sausage is made, I always think, like, people that do TV, that love to watch TV, how can you suspend reality anymore and enjoy it?
I don't know. But when I read that, though, I had the thought, like, if I was a crew member or even the director of a movie that Denzel Washington worked on, just to find out he didn't even want to see how it turned out, I would feel insulted by
you
that.
You think that the crew is watching every movie?
I'll bet a lot of them are.
Yeah.
My friend Craig watches all the movies
Craig
he does.
If Craig does it, then we all do it.
Well, okay. I'm just saying he does.
Live like Craig.
How many Oscars does Denzel have?
Ooh. Oh,
3 seconds.
That's tough.
1. 3. Nope.
2.
He has 2. He has 2 Oscars. Training Day and Glory. Question five, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's engagement photo broke Instagram's record for being reposted. It was reposted over a million times.
Kim Kardashian's so pissed.
And they did it in only 6 hours. However, 72% of Americans say they don't care about this at all. If they asked 200 people that question, how many people equal 72%?
Oh, Gavin. How many people equal 72%? That's not even a round number.
Andre got it very quickly.
27. Screw you.
144 people. Andre,
he got that quick.
Andre, he got it so quick. Andre, I don't know
got,
how.
Andre, explain how you got it so quick.
Well, it's just 72 people out of 100 people times 2. I don't know.
Stop it.
Okay.
How dare you act like it's just no big deal? By the way, the people that are saying they don't care, I think we need to, like, quantify what the word care means to people. Because right. I care about the homeless.
Right.
I don't care about Taylor and Travis, but I'm paying attention.
And I will say this. If you really hate the Travis and Taylor thing, then you do care. You've got an opinion about it. But anyway, though, listen, people are texting in. Andre, they want me to give you the first one. I'm not going to do it.
Why do they want you to give them the first one?
I probably because they're Team Andre. But CDC.
And what did he say?
He said the Center for Control of Disease. Yeah, he didn't say.
Sorry.
So listen, final score.
That's like saying the FBI is the Federal Investigation Bureau.
Exactly. Final score, Andre. You both got 3. It's a tie.
It's a tie.
But you got that math question so quick, Anna. I learned something new about.
We're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. But Andre, we're still going to give you tickets to see Gigi Perez at the Fox Theater in October, okay?
Oh, my eldest is excited.
Oh, good. Will this be her first concert?
Oh, no. She's a concert getter.
Oh, I love that.
Is that Olivia?
No, that's Eleanor.
That's Eleanor. I love that. All right, stay on hold. We got to get your information.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So by now, you've heard all about Cracker Barrel's rebrand that they're trying to do. We all know what Cracker Barrel is.
I'll be honest. I don't think I do.
Really?
I've never been to one.
You've never been to a Cracker Barrel?
What?
Wake up call field trip, Kevin.
Oh, my God.
I've never been.
You can find all the little things at their general store.
I know that they have, like, ball and a cup or something.
It's a peg and a hole.
Peg and a hole.
Right. Stop it.
Okay.
And,
y'all wild.
Before you eat their, essentially, Southern diner food.
I thought it was only breakfast.
No, you can get
Southern diner food. Okay.
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 You walk through what is essentially like a junk store.
Okay.
Like imagine if you're...
I knew there was a store in it.
Imagine if the junk drawer in your house opened a restaurant. That's basically the Cracker Barrel.
A lot of loose tacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Cracker Barrel... They were going to do a rebrand, which they are calling the All the More, and it's a logo that removed the barrel and the cracker, and it just
said Cracker Barrel.
Yes, it changed the font, and the look of the restaurant was going to change to something a lot more contemporary, a lot more Starbucks looking, a lot more McDonald's looking, okay?
And I don't love that part of it.
It is what it is.
I mean, it's their choice, though.
Well, it turns out...
It wasn't their choice.
It wasn't their choice. There was so much backlash over this that Cracker Barrel said, you know what? Never mind, everybody.
Screw you guys.
Just never mind. You don't deserve our new look. We'll go back to the way it was. This is even after the President of the United States weighed in on this. Like... We're doing that well as a country with so little things on our plate, on our to-do list, that the president could weigh in on a rebrand of a restaurant chain, and it was so powerful that Cracker Barrel's taking it all back.
Okay, so I don't blame Cracker Barrel for this.
For going back?
Not at all.
Oh.
If it's going to hurt your bottom line, you're an idiot to try to stick it out so that you can prove it to who?
You're not trying to prove anything. You invested millions of dollars rebrand.
But you did that in the hopes of making the business more profitable. If that was going to make the business less profitable, it doesn't make any sense. That's not the bad thing here.
I think it would have made them more profitable.
Oh, for who?
I think that it's complicated, but I think the more homogenized everything looks, the better financially these corporations will become.
If their client base or customer base didn't want to go there anymore,
right,
then they're going to lose profit.
But they didn't want to go there anymore because of, quote, the abandoning its traditional values and going woke.
I'm not saying, see, my problem isn't with Cracker Barrel. My problem is with literally everybody that had a problem with it. Every single person. First of all, what happened to free marketplace in this country? I thought we loved that. I thought that's what this country was built off of. That's capitalism. But second, it's a crappy restaurant.
Right.
Like, I want you to have more in your life so that when something like this happens, you're okay.
You're not so triggered by it.
I want you to be okay.
If you have thoughts, by the way, text in to 909-1065 on this, please.
If you're not okay because a restaurant decided, I don't know, guys, we've done this a long way, we're kind of bored, let's try something else. Let's try something else. I'm worried for you.
I am too. And here's the thing I feel the most, the worst about. The guy or gal that was in charge of this rebrand, they were probably so excited. They put in all this time.
Well, they hired, I'm certain that they hired numerous corporations.
Yeah.
And what is it when somebody consultants.
Right, right.
You know they did.
Yeah. I mean, somebody just texted into 909-1065 and said, the thing that nobody's talking about is how the stock tanked when they did this. The stock did tank. They lost 13% of their value, but that wasn't when they made the announcement that they rebranded. It was when
that was in April.
It was when all the cuckoos went crazy for Cocoa Puffs and said, "How could you do this to the most important thing in my life?"
Well, it already started tanking in April, which is what caused them to consider the rebrand.
Right.
But it is when they changed the logo, but it is because of the people that were so offended and affected by it. But again, I go back to, if you are trying to do something to make your business more profitable and that's not working, go back to what makes your business profitable. There's nothing wrong with that. That's respectable. Well, that's good business.
But what they're going back to was not making them profitable.
Well,
they've been losing money for years.
And that is the real reason why they did it. But nobody wants to say that necessarily. But I mean, I'm sure all these people are going to start going well, we're so happy.
Somebody texted in 909-1065, Katie for president. Instead of Katie for president, we just make her the new Uncle Herschel on the Cracker Barrel logo.
He has a name?
Yeah, it's Uncle Herschel.
Okay.
What? And you could be Aunt Herschel. I wonder what the crazies would say then.
Wait till they find out I have a black boyfriend. Uncle Herschel's going to be pissed.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, We've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Maroon 5 coming to the Golden 1 Center, and they're doing it in October. And we've got tickets, and we're just giving them away. And caller 17 is David. Good morning, David.
You, David.
Hey, good morning.
Big Maroon 5 fan?
My girlfriend is, so let's
perfect
give it
answer.
A shot.
You know what? It's an even better answer than yes. Okay, so we're going to be playing Describing 5 for Maroon 5. And the way it works is Katie's going to read 5 things that all have something in common with each other. As soon as she reads the last one, I'll give you 10 seconds to name what the commonality is. You need 3 points, which you have to get it right 3 times. You need 3 points to win. And if you do, we're going to hook you up with these tickets so that your cheap ass does not have to give your girlfriend.
Hey. Don't talk to him like that.
David, are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Okay. Now, this time, all the categories were a communal effort. So some Kevin came up with, some Katie came up with, some I came up with. So we're a little bit all over the place today.
Well, that's good, though, I think.
I think so, too. All right. Katie, go ahead.
Okay. In 10 seconds, tell me the category. Frankenstein, vampires, werewolf, Nessie, banshee. What is the category?
Monsters.
Yes!
Oh my God, wow. All right, we started with a very easy one there. Okay.
You thought that was easy?
Oh yeah.
Right. It was super easy.
Excuse you. I can't wait. Okay, so should we do Kevin's?
Yeah. Oh yeah, let's do one of Kevin's. Uh-oh, what's with the pause?
I think it's easy.
Okay.
Okay.
Just say it.
Okay. What is that word?
Oh, boy. It's handwritten?
Cats.
Okay. In 10 seconds, give us the category. Cats, nuts, dairy, gluten, avocado.
Oh, I get it.
David doesn't.
Cats, nuts, dairy, gluten, avocado.
Cats, allergies? Nuts. Yes.
Yeah,
very
there
good.
It is.
Very good.
Good job.
Was
very
that a little
good.
Harder than monsters, David?
A little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Or is it a competition to see how hard we can make them?
Apparently
it is. I think it's more just trash talking the very easy ones.
I see. Right. See if we can just thread the needle between hard.
Impossible. But, right.
Exactly. Okay.
Okay. Okay. This one could go either way. Maybe this is threading the needle.
Okay.
In 10 seconds, tell us the category. Tiger, barcodes, crosswalk, candy canes, zebras, go.
Stripes.
Wow! Yes! Okay. David, you're good at this.
Are you good with riddles, like in real life?
No.
Okay. So we're just handing this. Wow. To you. Well, is that what you're saying,
David? That was amazing.
I love that we can no longer as society say David the right no, way anymore. We have to go David.
David. Congratulations. You've got tickets to see Maroon 5 when they come to the Golden 1 Center. Tickets are still available. They'll be here on October 17th. What is your girlfriend's name?
Lauren.
Lauren?
Yep.
All right. Well, congratulations to Lauren. She's the big winner. Maybe she'll bring you.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
He's our own little Firefox living in his den of information and interesting facts. He pokes his head out every Wednesday at this time to tell us interesting facts to make us more interesting. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know all of American flags in Disneyland and Disney World are missing a stripe or a star so that they don't have to be lowered at night?
What?
Yeah, so they're not. That's so smart. They're not real flags.
They're not technically real flags.
Isn't that worse?
No.
Wait, don't why we would hate that? Be that? Worse?
Why?
They're not real America. They're false.
No
they're
one knows that.
Now they
just
we do.
They just don't want to lower it.
I mean, it's close enough.
It takes some time to lower a flag. Have you ever lowered a flag?
Have you?
I have.
How many flags have you lowered?
I've lowered 3, retired 2, and folded 1.
Is this all
Boy Scouts?
Yeah. Okay.
The retiring of the flag, I don't get the whole ceremony.
What? Why do you retire a flag?
Because it's too old.
Okay, and then what do you do with it?
Well, you fold it up first in a very intricate way. There is a way to fold up an American flag. If not, it's a disgrace.
Okay.
And then you fold it up into a triangle and then you let
and
it
then
burn.
And then you
let it burn?
Yes, after you do the ceremony if you're retiring the flag.
No, wait a second. That can't be true.
Yes.
You burn it?
Yes.
President Trump just said that that's punishable by throwing you in jail.
This is only when you retire it.
Despite it not being, by the way. So wait a second. What? Is he right?
I don't know.
Google it.
Watch me Google
it. I'm an Eagle Scout. I know.
Do you get to be an Eagle Scout forever, by the way?
Yeah, once you do the duty and pay the dues, you're like, you know, you're sworn in.
Wow.
Okay. Yes, he's right.
Yes, because I did it twice.
It is appropriate and preferred to burn a retired U.S.
Well,
flag.
You have to do the ceremony first.
This is outrageous.
No, it's not.
So wait a second. What if every person who wants to burn an American flag, which, by the way, is your constitutional right to do, what if they just burn retired flags?
It has to meet criterias. Okay. Like how old it is or if it's tattered.
Okay. So burn
you
those.
Can't, but I mean, once it's burned,
can't
it?
You just say...
It just seems like we're killing two birds with one stone.
I mean, you technically can just buy one and burn it. But,
no,
but
that's not the patriotic way.
Well, the First Amendment says you're wrong.
Yeah. Wow, that's fascinating, Kevin. So what do they do with Disney Park flags?
They
just throw them in the trash. They're not real.
Washer.
How about the blue washer? Okay, it's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know a group of ravens is called an unkindness?
A kindness?
No, unkindness. Like not kind.
Unkindness. Yeah. I love that.
That really tracks.
That sounds like something from the show Wednesday.
Oh, yes.
Like there's a group at the school called the Unkindness.
Yeah.
I don't even know which one I like more. That or crows being called a murder.
I like murder better.
Do you?
Yeah.
They really don't make sense. They
a
do, but they don't.
A murder of crows?
No, they do.
What is a group of vultures called?
Oh, wow. Look that up.
Because that should be, I mean, if we're just putting
a death,
a funeral, what's it called?
A kettle.
A kettle?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of witchy. Okay.
No, that's dumb.
I don't know. I feel like we could have done better on that one. Who do we talk to about this?
Like a slaughter.
A slaughter
of vultures.
That's great, yes. Kevin. That's really good.
Get on the Wikipedia savage. And change it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's...
We can't do that.
That's how...
Okay.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know a mantis shrimp can punch with the force of a .22 caliber bullet?
Like their little hands?
Like, no, not their hands. Like, they like take their whole body and hit. Like, they could kill a crab. That's how...
It's the most powerful strike in the animal kingdom.
I've always wanted a mantis shrimp, but seeing the videos of it killing animals underwater in slow motion, it's crazy.
It looks like a little lobster.
Yeah, it looks like a blue, kind of bluish lobster.
Don't get near it. It'll lunge at you.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I feel like we're big enough that we don't need to worry about
it. No, it's coming at you like a bullet.
Yeah, makes you bleed.
He said it comes at the same speed as a 22. What was it?
22
a
caliber
22
bullet.
Caliber bullet, which hurts.
Yeah. Yes, it does. You're right. Guys,
look at
can
all
we
these.
Just say out of the ocean. How many times do I have to say it? Every time I turn around, there's a punching shrimp or there's a city of octopus.
I just watched it punch a crab.
Right. See, it breaks the shell and the crab is dead.
Holy God.
I get these videos all the time.
And the crab's just like, huh?
He's dead.
Like totally stunned. Like, yeah. Do you ever see like in an action movie where a guy with one punch knocks somebody out and they just get stiff and they just fall over? That's what it looks like.
I'm watching it now.
See?
This poor crab. Oh, God. The crab is trying to get away.
No,
that's
the crab
sad.
Came at the shrimp first.
No, they're in an aquarium. Neither can get away from each other. Oh, God. The crab's like, please stop.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and he's
gone. My God!
I just saw another clip where the
oh my God! It literally knocks him out.
Yeah,
the mantis shrimp missed punching him in the face and punched his arm off.
I've seen that.
Wow, what do we think a group of mantis shrimp are called, Kevin?
Oh my God! And then that mantis shrimp just took its leg and just left with it.
A beatdown of mantis shrimp.
Yes,
that's great. Kevin, thank you so much. Those are some interesting facts on Did You Know? That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Hey,
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.